Global stocks edged up mildly today after a major sell-off triggered by fears of a U.S. recession. Yesterday, the S&P 500 had its worst day in nearly 2 years, losing 3% of its value, and the NASDAQ plummeted by 3.4%. We've called Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, to get his take on what's going on here. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
So let me ask about those recession fears. Is there a valid basis for them?
There's a basis. Yeah, the economy is slowing, but I don't think we're anywhere close to a recession. For me, it's about jobs, and we're creating a lot of jobs. We got a disappointment last Friday for July. Job growth was on the soft side, but, abstracting from the vagaries of the data, I think underlying monthly job growth is about 150,000, and that's good by any historical standard. So, yeah, the economy is slowing. Yeah, there's reasons to be nervous, particularly if the Federal Reserve doesn't get going here and start cutting interest rates. But at this point, I think recession risks are still low.
So, look, in the wake of the sell-off, some economists are urging the Federal Reserve to slash interest rates, possibly even before its scheduled meeting in September. So first, let me ask, would they do that? And I want to ask your opinion about whether you think they should do that or whether they've waited too long to cut interest rates.
No, I don't think they'll do that. If they cut in between meetings, that is generally the result of a crisis. Something's really going off the rails. Financial system's not working, the markets aren't functioning properly, think pandemic. We're not in that kind of a ball game, so I'd be very surprised. And also that might smack of panic, and it's unclear how people would think about that. And, what do they know that we don't know? So I don't think they'll do that. I do think they should start cutting interest rates. I think they're late to the game. I think they've misjudged the slowdown in the economy, and they put their foot on the brakes, and they need to start taking them off and allowing the economy to grow more quickly. So, yeah, I think they need to start cutting rates. At the September meeting, I'd be very surprised if they don't cut rates, and they don't cut rates aggressively.
So the Labor Department said Friday that the jobless rate hit its highest level in nearly 3 years. That's 4.3%. How much of this market turbulence is about those jobs numbers?
Yeah, I think the folks are focused on that. That's 4.3% unemployment, Michelle, is very low by historical standards, but it is up a lot. It's up almost a percentage point over the past year. So the trend lines really feel uncomfortable here. Now, the thing is, a lot of that increase in unemployment is due to increased labor supply. Labor force participation is back close to its record high, and we've got a lot of immigrants coming into the country applying for work and getting work. It's less about labor demand. I'd be much more concerned if we saw a lot of layoffs, and we haven't seen that yet. But, nonetheless, the Federal Reserve, should have been cutting rates before now. They should get going here to just make sure that I'm right and we avoid that recession.
So let me get your read on how the U.S. economy is faring in broad terms right now. And, of course, part of the reason I'm asking that is the stock market, the best barometer for how well the economy is doing.
Yeah, well, we got to take a step back. The stock market's down in the last week, by some measure, say 10%. Let's say 10%. But it's still up 15% from a year ago. It's up 40% since President Biden took office. It's up 60% since the pandemic, hit. So these are really extraordinary kind of returns. So not surprising that when the market comes a long way in such a short period of time, and it has, that, you'd see this is right now what I would call a garden variety correction. It feels uncomfortable. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes to see red on their screen. But, in the grand scheme of things, this is, this happens every one, two or three years.
So why do we react the way we do to it? Is it just that red on the screen, or why do we react the way that we are doing? The royal we, not just you and I, but I'm saying the big we.
No one likes red on the screen. Everybody wants to see green. So if you see a lot of red, you got a problem. And, we're in a tough political environment, and everyone's looking through at the economy through their own prism. And I think that's adding to the angst.
All right. That is Moody's chief economist, Mark Zandi. Mark, thank you so much.
Anytime, Michelle.